1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio. This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Steel.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. A massive winter storm system is now moving across the U.S., impacting more than 75 million Americans in more than two dozen states. WCBS meteorologist Craig Allen is tracking it.
This snow is going to be accompanied by 20 to 40 mile per hour winds, temperatures that will be down in the teens and single digits, and visibilities that will be reduced to near zero with complete whiteout conditions at times for the next day or two.
The worst of it may be in Minnesota right now. The state could get hit with 2 feet of snow by tomorrow night. The governor's already declared a state of emergency. President Biden met with the Bucharest Nine today in Poland. CBS's Stephen Portnoy is traveling with the president.
In his final meeting here before departing for Washington, the president sought to reassure nine Eastern European leaders that the U.S. has made a sacred commitment to their defense.
We will defend literally every inch of NATO. Every inch of NATO.
A reporter asked the president what he made of Vladimir Putin saying he would suspend Russia's participation in the New START nuclear arms reduction treaty. Big mistake, Mr. Biden said. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Warsaw.
The Supreme Court is focused on two cases involving social media today and whether platforms like Twitter and YouTube can be held liable for the material users post. Former Solicitor General Seth Waxman argues online speech can be transformed based on the outcome of these cases.
What we have here is an alleged failure to do more to ferret out violations of a clear and enforced policy against assisting or allowing any posting supporting terrorist organizations or activities.
Thieves are doing some apple picking around New York City now. Here's WCBS reporter Sean Adams.
The NYPD warns four men on two mopeds are rolling up to folks and grabbing their Apple AirPod Max headphones. They cost $500. Maya was plugged in.
I'll take mine out.
Have you heard about this?
No, I haven't. No.
There have been 21 thefts going back to the end of January.
Surprisingly, the NYPD says no one's been hurt. Well, you can subscribe to just about anything these days, TV, music, and now restaurants. CBS's Wendy Gillette explains.
Panera and P.F. Chang's are two of the big chains now offering subscriptions. Some of the offers include unlimited drinks, free delivery, or a complimentary appetizer. They're taking advantage of a model many are used to, since the average American pays for more than 6.5 monthly subscriptions.
Some of these memberships will allow diners to prepay for meals. This is CBS News.
Find tools for the job site or your own backyard at over 10,000 authorized local Steel dealers. Find yours at steelusa.com, STIHLUSA.com.
God, I'm so stressed. It's a brand new year and our business is busier than ever.
Ooma.
What is that? Meditation?
I'm recommending the Ooma cloud phone system with auto attendant and more than 35 features.
Ooma?
Yep. Switching to Ooma is a cinch. Starts at $19.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Ooma.
Now you're feeling it. Visit Ooma.com. That's OOMA.com to learn more. Ooma. Smart communications for the smarter business.
This week, Staples has deals so good, you're going to want to sit down. Are you sitting? I'll wait. Great. Right now during Staples Sit-a-thon, select chairs are up to 50% off, like the Union and Scale Essentials Task Chair. Now just $89.99 at Staples. You save $90. Plus, a 24-pack of TrueClear bottled water is only $2.99 or only $1.99 with the Staples Connect app. So take a seat or two right now at Staples, the working, learning, and saving store. Ends 2/25. In-store only. Water limit one while supplies last.
A rough rule.
Light the lamp.
All the way down, he scores! A 200-foot empty net goal for the captain.
And defend the ice.
Driving in, centering pass. Oh, great sliding left pad save.
This is America's college hockey capital.
Fire one towards the net and scores.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Following is a list of upcoming meetings and cancellations in the listening area for Thursday, February 23rd. In Wood County, the special meeting hosted by the Highway Department scheduled for 9 a.m. in Marshfield has been canceled. The Wood County Board of Canvassers meeting scheduled for 9 a.m. in Wisconsin Rapids has also been canceled. The South Central Library System Board of Trustees meeting is still scheduled for 12:15 p.m. in Madison. The Health and Human Services Committee will meet at 5 p.m. at the River Block Building in Wisconsin Rapids. In Adams County, the Economic Development meeting is scheduled from 7:30 to 8:30 a.m., the Board of Canvas meeting is scheduled from 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., and the Airport Commission is scheduled to meet from 5 to 7 p.m. The City of Adams has declared a snow emergency. It began at 8 p.m. on Tuesday and extends through noon on Thursday, February 23rd. You can't park on any city street until the snow emergency is lifted. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A winter storm warning continues until 6 p.m. tomorrow evening. Cloudy tonight with snow likely becoming mixed precipitation. Lows level off around 18. Northeast winds 20 to 25 miles per hour. Snow likely tomorrow 24. Overcast. 5 to 10 inches of snow tonight through tomorrow with another inch Friday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 22.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits, and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going right to the front lines of history in the making, and there was a lot of it made. There was a lot of it made last night, and let's get right to it. Some very good news. I want to break down some of the election results. You already know what they are. I'm going to go over them again. Janet Protasiewicz. Judge Janet is the Democratic Party endorsed candidate. She is the endorsed candidate of any thinking moderate Republican, independent, or anyone else. She got 46% of the vote. 46% of the vote. Coming in second was Dan Kelly. Dan Kelly, he got 24% of the vote. He is the Trumper who traveled the state with Gableman. Well, Gableman spent more than $2 million squandering taxpayer dollars looking for fraud that didn't exist. And Kelly was his wingman, went around, they talked to various Republican Party meetings, that kind of thing. Janet Doro came in third, out of the running, 22%, and Everett Mitchell got 7%. Now, let me break that down and then talk a little bit about Janet Protasiewicz and Dan Kelly, because they will face each other 6 weeks from yesterday on April 4th in the general election, and one of them will win and be on the Wisconsin Supreme Court for 10 years. Now, first of all, Janet Protasiewicz got 46%, and Kelly and Doro together got 46%, 24 and 22. But that's rounding. In fact, Janet Protasiewicz got about 4,000 more votes than Kelly and Doro combined. Additionally, Everett Mitchell, his 7%, came out to roughly about 70,000 votes. And so, assuming that the people who voted for Everett Mitchell will vote for Janet Protasiewicz, if they vote at all, she got that. That means that the Democratic side in this thing got about 53% of the vote. That is substantial. That's a clear indication of the voters in the state. When I say the Democratic side, Janet Protasiewicz is not running as a Democrat. It's a nonpartisan race. Kelly, when he ran in 2020 and was beaten, he was on the Supreme Court for a couple of years because Scott Walker appointed him. He never won a race. And he was soundly beaten in 2020. He ran his race back then at a Republican headquarters in Dane County. Let me tell you what the issues are. It's very, very simple. And let me tell you what Janet and Kelly would do, and then something about Kelly. On redistricting, that's the number one issue, in my view, redistricting. Janet Protasiewicz has said the maps are rigged. The maps are rigged. And we are not going to put up with that. The day after I am sworn in, if somebody brings a redistricting lawsuit, we will have fair maps. Hey, Iowa has fair maps. I mean, there are a lot of states, including Republican states, that have fair maps. Why don't we? If we did, Democrats would have at least 50% of the legislature and probably the speakership. The second thing that Janet Protasiewicz stands for is holding the 1849 statute either unconstitutional or invalid as applied today. 1849, women couldn't vote. 19th century science, this is early 19th century science, not even late 19th century science. Not even talking Louis Pasteur, for Pete's sake. Outlawed abortion without any exceptions for rape or incest. Janet Protasiewicz has said, is 174 years old, on early 19th century science, women could not vote for the legislature that passed it. And Janet Protasiewicz has made it very clear, very, very clear, that her values are that that kind of prohibition is unconstitutional. The third thing, there will be a lawsuit in front of our Supreme Court in 2024 to certify whoever wins the Wisconsin primary. Janet Protasiewicz has made it clear that she will vote for whoever wins the Wisconsin primary. I should say general election. The primary is the election where they'll be nominated. The general election is the election in which the people of this state will speak about who should be president. Janet Protasiewicz, if it's won by a Republican, she'll certify him or her. Democrat, the same thing. Kelly is 180 degrees the opposite. Kelly has already said that if there's a redistricting suit, he will dismiss it because it's a, quote, political issue, end quote. A political issue, end quote. This is Kelly. On the 1849 statute, he's silent. Said, I'm not going to tell you how I would rule, but he is supported by every group in this state that is pushing the 1849 statute. And then when it comes to who would he certify in 2024, the presidential election in Wisconsin? His principal supporter is Rebecca Grassley Bradley, the most right-wing of the Republican Supreme Court judges, who voted not to certify Joe Biden. That gives you an idea. Kelly said that he would not endorse Doro if she won. Doro, however, just came out and endorsed Kelly. And she did it, I think, to keep her powder dry and possibly run again in the future. Okay, we're going to go to the lines briefly, and then I'm going to tell you a little bit something about Janet Protasiewicz and Kelly and their backgrounds. Andy of Beaver Dam, my friend, thanks for calling. What's your mind, Andy of Beaver Dam?
Well, Matt, you stole my thunder. I thought it was interesting that Judge Durrell, upon conceding, said she would support and yet he said he wouldn't touch her if he wouldn't endorse her if she would have won. So I guess you've answered that question, that she wants to stay credible within the confines of things to have, you know, for the future. But
yeah, she wants to run again. Really? She wants to run again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, no, and you're absolutely right. And Kelly is supported by this guy, tarantula donor, black, dark money out of Illinois, this Uline guy.
Uline guy, yeah.
Unlimited money, practically. You are going to see nothing but slime against Janet Protasiewicz and then lying about Kelly on these ads that somehow, you know, he's a conservative and that he believes in the rule of law. Kelly believes in doing everything he can to crush the Democratic Party and crush any kind of opposition to what he believes. So you don't want Kelly. Thanks a lot for calling in, Dandy. Appreciate it. Now, let me tell you something about these two candidates. Janet Protasiewicz served well over 20 years as a prosecutor in the Milwaukee County DA's office, assistant prosecutor. She prosecuted murders, sexual assaults, cases where victims were horribly treated, cases where witnesses were threatened. There is nobody that knows criminal law better in this state right now, including the faculty at the law schools, believe me, than Janet Protasiewicz. Number one. Number two, she was a very firm but fair prosecutor. Now she's a two-term judge. There is nobody on this court, and I do not know of anybody in the history of the state of Wisconsin on the Supreme Court who had more criminal law, prosecutorial, online experience than she. She's an excellent, excellent judge. She would immediately vote for fair maps, and 4-3, we'd have fair maps. She would immediately vote the minute it came before her. The 1849 statute is unconstitutional, and it can't be applied, cannot be applied in 2023. And she would definitely, definitely certify whoever wins the presidential election in 2024. Here's the thing about Kelly. We talked about Kelly last time. I'm going to tell you a little bit more about Kelly. First of all, he was paid $120,000 by the Republican Party, state and national, to advise on fake electors. Andrew Hitt, who was a fake elector, former chairman of the Republican Party of Wisconsin, testified to the January 6th committee about all of this. He got $40,000 of that $120,000 after he'd announced for the Wisconsin Supreme Court. He got his last payment in December, 2 months ago, advising for his work. He was listed as special counsel to the Republican Party. He himself said in his ethics disclosure that he's a spokesman for the National Republican Party. I told you he ran his 2020 campaign out of the Republican headquarters in Dane County. And Andrew Hitt, a fake elector who, for some reason, none of these fake electors have been what? Prosecuted by Josh Call and Merrick Garland. When are we going to get around to it, guys? Andrew Hitt said that he consulted primarily with Kelly on the fake elector issue. Now, I don't know what more to say about this. This guy is going to decide what? He's going to decide on fair maps. He's already said it's a political issue. He'll vote to dismiss that case. He's already said it. He said it in plain English. The second thing is, do you really think on all of that, he's going to vote to certify a Democrat in 2024 if they win? And on the 18th,
snuggle up to a new friend this cold season. There's someone waiting just for you. Pet of the Week is brought to you by Club Forest Bar and Restaurant and the Southwood County Humane Society. Club Forest Bar is proudly family-owned and operated since 1927, serving our char-grilled burgers, specialty sandwiches, and pizzas. Great for the whole family.
The Arts Council presents Take Three, where rock meets Bach. Take Three gives you the most exciting and refreshing pop, rock, classical, fusion music anywhere in the world. And they'll be at the Performing Arts Center of Wisconsin Rapids, Thursday, March 9th. See what Take Three is about and get your tickets anytime at savorthearts.org or call 715-424-2787. Take Three with the Arts Council, your performing arts connection.
One day it's bone-chilling cold. The next, the sun is shining. Hey, it's Wisconsin. Don't like the weather? Wait 10 minutes. It'll change. Sooner or later, the snow will go away. But right now, it's freezing cold. And all that cold weather can cause freeze-ups in your holding tank or septic pipe system. So be sure that you keep an eye out for trouble. And call Crockett Septic to help you if you encounter a jam. Call Crockett Septic today at 715-712-3456. Crockett Septic, where the trucks smell like sweet cherry pie.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pump right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic. smell just like cherry pie.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
ALZ.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. A winter storm warning continues until noon tomorrow. Lows level off around 28. Tonight, under cloudy skies, with a mixture of sleet and freezing rain likely. Northeasterly winds 10 to 20 miles an hour. Mixed precipitation likely again tomorrow, 34. Cloudy tomorrow night. Chance for snow, 8 above. 1 to 2 inches of snow tonight through Friday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 28 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Butler to Windlake. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We go right to the lines. Dave of Mequon, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Dave?
Good afternoon, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. Really quickly, you know who won yesterday was the Uline family. You just mentioned about the money that went to Kelly, but a lot of people don't realize the other part of the Uline family actually is progressive. It's like a fight between the family. And I would just point out to the article, it was in The Guardian, which is a liberal news site, and they mentioned about the Supreme Court race. And basically, that the Uline family is calling the shots in our state. And it's sad because they're both bought out as far as that's concerned, according to the article. And I just thought I should point that out to you. And they got their wealth really actually way back when, according to the article, when it was part of the Joseph Schlitz. They're basically, when the brewing company first, started in Milwaukee. So I thought I'd just pass a little tidbit of information along because we always talk about, political money and politics, and Tom from LA is always Dave, called about that, Citizens United.
Dave, I read the article, and there's one fact I think that I'd add to what you just said, which is a very material fact. The Uline's in Illinois, they have the Uline company. Yeah, he's a great-grandson, I think, of August. Uline is one of the original people who inherited what turned out to be the Schlitz fortune.
Right.
The other Uline you're talking about is Lined Uline, L-Y-N-D-E. I know Lined Uline. She's a fine person. And she is leans more to the Democratic side. But here is the pertinent fact in that article that has to be added. First of all, Uline, the guy in Illinois, put $2.4 million into this race for Kelly. Mm-hmm. He's put $70 million in the past in for Republicans in general. Lined Uline put in $200,000. Mm-hmm. So you can say what you want about the Uline family, but it is $2.4 million that controls, not $200,000. Yeah, thanks a lot for calling. I want to go on to another race, and that is the 8th Senate District in Milwaukee area. It's northern suburbs and exurbs of Milwaukee. And it's the North Shore, but it's Ozaukee County, Washington County, some Waukesha County. Our candidate, the Democratic candidate, is Jody Habush-Sinikin, who's terrific. I know her personally, and she is a lawyer, a very talented lawyer, an environmental lawyer. She's a mom. She's a mother of four kids, has a great family, great husband. Very eager to serve in the state Senate. There was a dog's breakfast in the Republican primary of various candidates. And the guy that managed to squeak up to the top in the primary was Dan Knodel, K-N-O-D-L. Now, Dan Knodel is a colorless political servile hack. He is a guy that Voss endorsed, that this Dewey Strobel endorsed, all of the hacks who were in the legislature only because of gerrymandering. If we had 50-50 seats all through the state, there isn't a single Republican in there who could be in the legislature. People would see them and they would scream with terror and run the other way. And I'll be honest with you, there are very few Democrats who would be in either. A lot of them are in 80% Democratic districts because of redistricting. And if they had to go 50-50, they'd be toast too. This would be a good thing for the whole state. People in 50-50 type districts who had to really, really be statesmen. So this is going to be a race between Dan Knodel and Jody Habersynikin. Jody Habersynikin, I can attest, I do know her personally, I know her work, it's terrific, and had a lot of support. And remember, Deb Andraca, who's a member of the Assembly, is in one of the seats that's in the state Senate district. So people are beginning to realize that they don't want Republican extremism. And I got to tell you something else. You know, the guys behind Kelly, this Uline from Illinois, the dark money guy, they always pose it. They even put ads on this radio station. They put ads right while I'm talking practically. Well, I'm going to tell you the truth. The fact of the matter is, this is not a fight between a conservative and a liberal in the Supreme Court or anywhere else, including the 8th Senate district. It's a fight between American democracy and commie government. The Republican Party has been penetrated by fascism, in my view. And I'm talking obviously about people like Marjorie Taylor Greene and Gates and crooked Donald Trump and lying Mike Pompeo and the rest of them. But it seeps down. They all suck up to these people. Knodel, for instance, took the position that Biden should not be certified in Wisconsin. One of the people that signed on asking Pence to not certify him, even though Pence had no ability not to certify him. This is what happened. We have got to have Jody Habersynikin. And finally, I want to give you a little bit of a welcome surprise. First Aldermanic District in Milwaukee, the number one candidate of the final two, Andrea Pratt, P-R-A-T-T. Andrea Pratt is Marvin Pratt's daughter. Marvin Pratt is a guy who is a very fine mayor of Milwaukee, and he was an acting county executive for a while. A school's named after him. Andrea Pratt is one of the most qualified candidates for the aldermanic position of anybody I've seen in a long time. She worked for the Milwaukee Public Schools, the Housing Authority of Milwaukee. She is a future leader on the Common Council in Milwaukee. So for those of my friends out there who are listening anywhere in the Milwaukee area, and especially if you are inclined to contribute, go online. Andrea Pratt, P-R-A-T-T, First Aldermanic District in Milwaukee. And she is worthy of your support. She is my support. And she is absolutely terrific. And it'll be great to see her on the Common Council. So there you have it. There you have the skinny on the Supreme Court race, the 8th Senate District to the north of Milwaukee, in the suburbs and exurbs, and the First Aldermanic District in Milwaukee. Going to a quick break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
The Shaw, one from Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's art supporting artists, in their own words.
I lived alone and was having problems with my landlord. He's a creep. One night I'm watching TV and I hear my landlord letting himself in. Hey, get out! You can't keep coming in.
I'm just here to fix your fridge and spend some time together.
Get out! I'm reporting you.
Don't make a federal case of it.
A federal case? Sexual harassment in housing is against federal law. If you are harassed, file a complaint with HUD. Go to hud.gov/fairhousing. If you fear for your safety, call 911. Fair Housing. The law is on your side. A message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Hey, Dad. Your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad. Your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey. Why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
If you've been listening, you know you can get your free credit report at annualcreditreport.com. But how do you use it? Paying attention to key pieces of information on the report, including your personal information, open credit accounts, and credit inquiries, can help you not only understand your credit standing and catch any errors, but regularly checking your credit report may also help you identify potential fraud or identity theft. Everyone is entitled to a free credit report from each of the three main credit bureaus once every 12 months. Yet only 1 in 3 Wisconsin adults actually obtain the report each year. An easy way to remember to check your report is to simply mark your calendar. Picking dates like February 2nd or 2-2 make it even easier to remember. Go to annualcreditreport.com to get started with your free credit report, and don't forget to keep listening for more tips. This message has been brought to you by the United Way of Southwood and Adams County's Financial Stability Coalition.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. The Four on the Floor concert, scheduled for Thursday, February 23rd from 6:30 to 8 p.m., has been canceled. Pete Revel and his group play monthly at the McMillan Fine Arts Center. They've canceled Thursday because of the snowstorm that's coming. The group says they'll be back in March. Two ballot initiatives pushed by Republicans will appear on the April ballot after a judge denied a request to push them off for a year. The groups who filed the lawsuit argued the Wisconsin Elections Commission sent the questions to county clerks a day past the deadline required under state law. Dane County Circuit Judge Rhonda Lanford ruled that the legislature had substantially complied with the law. The questions on cash bail and welfare recipients would disproportionately affect poor people in the state. Democrats claim this is an effort by Republicans to drive conservative voters to the polls in April. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A winter storm warning continues until 6 p.m. tomorrow evening. Cloudy tonight with snow likely becoming mixed precipitation. Lows level off around 18. Northeast winds 20 to 25 miles per hour. Snow likely tomorrow 24. Overcast. 5 to 10 inches of snow tonight through tomorrow with another inch Friday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 22.
Representatives Jennifer McClellan. Democrat Jennifer McClellan was just elected in Virginia in a special election. She won 68-32, 68% to 32%. This is a seat that had been occupied by a Democrat, and unfortunately he passed away in a special election, and the Democrat successor won, Democratic candidate Jennifer McClellan. So now we're back up, I think, to 213, I think it is, 212 or 213. And we're at full strength. Another piece of good news is out in Montana, John Tester. John Tester is the incumbent Democrat. It's very, very hard to win statewide as a Democrat in Montana. John Tester did it. He's a rancher. If you ever seen him, I kind of like the guy. He's kind of a beefy guy with a crew cut. and very, very, he's an honest guy, and he's very, very good, very strong. He might be a good guy on a ticket in the future, the Democratic Party as vice president. He's a very, very good guy. In any event, he's running for re-election. Why is that important? Well, it's important because the Democrats are defending almost twice as many seats in the 2024 elections as the Republicans. And some of them are very tough seats. The Manchin seat, the Sinema seat, Ruben Gallego is running for that in Arizona. But you get the picture. I mean, we have some seats that both Arizona, they say it's a purple state, but right now it's a tough state. West Virginia is a very tough state. Manchin only won by 3 points last time. Montana is a tough state. There are all these tough states. So one little piece of good news, John Tester is running for re-election, and he's sending out tweets and he's sending out texts explaining that. And if you're inclined to contribute to him, that would be a good contribution, because he is a very good guy, and he'll undoubtedly have some Trump type out there who will do his best to degrade the United States like Trump has done. Another piece of, I think, good news, and I'm very glad to see him speak out, as Hakeem Jeffries. He's the new minority leader of the House of Representatives, head of the Democrats. He would be the speaker if we ever got a majority. And I think he's a solid guy. And he came out and he blasted Kevin McCarthy, the speaker, for giving about, 40,000 hours of surveillance footage of the January 6th insurrection and on either end of it to Tucker Carlson. Hakeem Jeffries said that giving him that, and him only, exclusively to Tucker Carlson, exclusively, was, quote, an egregious security breach, end quote. That's very true, because apparently Tucker Carlson and the Fox people, they haven't learned their lesson from the Dominion lawsuit. They're being sued for $1.3 million. Tucker Carlson, as you know, behind the scenes was joking about what a lie and a crock it was that there was any kind of fraud in the election. And then he went on the air and said there was, and the Dominion's machines were no good. The guy lies for a living. Tucker Carlson, lying Tucker Carlson. Well, his staff is going through that footage, looking to cherry pick and misleadingly juxtapose things, and then put on a montage of some sort. And Hakeem Jeffries said the obvious: this is an egregious security breach. I'll say a couple of things. One of them is, why didn't anybody go to court to stop it? It's because Kevin McCarthy turned it over before anybody knew he was going to do it. Secondly, the six tarantulas on the Supreme Court might not have stopped them, probably wouldn't have stopped them. That's why we need them off the Supreme Court. They're delegitimizing the Supreme Court. And the other thing is, at the very least, everybody had Freedom of Information Act requests in for all of this stuff. And you give it to the one guy who has demonstrably lied on the air when behind the scenes in emails and texts and conversations, he said he knew it was false. And you're giving it only to him. And you're not giving it to the New York Times, the Washington Post, AP, the Wall Street Journal. You're not giving it to them. ABC, CBS, NBC, MSNBC, you're not giving it to them. Shouldn't have been given at all to journalists while this investigation is going on. It's an egregious security breach, and Hakeem Jeffries is correct. But if you're going to do it, and you give it to the one guy that you're trying to suck up to, because everybody knows Kevin McCarthy is weak, and Tucker Carlson's been very, very critical of him in the past, and this is a way to suck up to the media. And it's wrong. Very wrong. Now, I want to talk about an issue that came up that concerns me a great deal, and I'd like to see them put a stop to it. One of the networks went to the forewoman of the Atlanta grand jury. Her name was Emily Kohrs, K-O-H-R-S. Her name was just disclosed. Said they want to interview her about the grand jury proceeding. Now, know something about the grand jury proceeding. Grand juries operate in secret. They are told by the judge, don't discuss your deliberations. If you do, it's a contempt. You can go to jail. Georgia has an odd grand jury procedure. They have what's called an advisory grand jury, which is what this one was, which doesn't issue an indictment. It makes recommendations. And then if the DA believes that she's going to rely on what this advisory jury did, she goes to another grand jury and they look at it all over again. Then they issue the indictment. So this is only the advisory. But this Emily Coors on this interview was gushing like a high school girl talking to a rock star. It was her 15 minutes of fame. It was disgusting. The network should not go to vulnerable people who are stupid as hell, and they fall for this. Because what she did, in my view, was a contempt of what her obligations were as a grand jury forewoman. So Donald Trump's already made something of this. Today he put out a statement. He said she's going on a media tour. This corrupts the whole thing. And this is what happened. And then I'm going to tell you what I think we should do about it. So she gave an interview and she said, well, we recommended indictments against a bunch of individuals. Now, yes, it's true that the grand jury report that came out, a redacted version, said some of that in the written description without saying who the individuals were. But it did not go into the detail that Emily Coors did in this interview. The interviewer asked her, what do you think about Lindsey Graham? Oh, I like Lindsey Graham. He was terrific. She's gushing. She's a 15-year-old girl talking to Paul McCartney or something. What is this? What do you think about Giuliani? Oh, he thought very deeply before he answered. I thought he was telling the truth. This is the internal grand jury that is supposed to be secret. She gushed. It was very sad. She rolled her eyes. What, she's auditioning for a part in a film or something? It was terrible. It was degrading. It was degrading, and Trump is using it right now to undermine that grand jury, which was investigating him for election interference in Georgia. And then they said, well, did you indict Trump, and who are you going to indict? And she sort of smirked and rolled her eyes. Well, I can't say. Here is what normally you would do. Then here's the downside. I see the lines. You're on the lines. I'll get right to you in a second. What she did is a contempt, in my opinion. She should be brought in before the judge and given a jail sentence. Now, she is a gushing teenage type. She's 30 years old, but she looks like they just plucked her right out of somewhere. 10 days. You stick her in for 10 days in an orange jumpsuit and say, never do that again. You've got to send a message to other grand jurors. You can't have this. It basically taints the entire grand jury. Can you do something about the media that did it? Well, I've recommended in the past, I've had a session, well, I'll say this again, with Tucker Carlson, for instance. At what point can he be arrested for treason? At what point can he be executed? And here's the law on that. Right now, he can't be either because we don't have a declaration of war with Russia. If we had a declaration of war with Russia, he would be arrested for treason, as Axis Sally and Tokyo Rose would have, and Ezra Pound. Now, if it happened in a time where we were taking casualties and it provided material support to the enemy, he'd be executed. We did that with some Nazis in the early 40s. But the animal continues to support Putin, and I'm giving him an example as a bad journalist. The network that interviewed Emily Coors is not a bad network, but what they did was wrong. I do not think that you should go to vulnerable people who are gushing and trying to get on the air for their 15 minutes of fame. And this is what you get. And I think the way to do it now, the problem is you throw in jail for 10 days. The Republicans make a big deal of it. They say that the grand jury was no good. Trump's already saying that anyway. This gal screwed it up really bad. And the idiot that interviewed her should not be celebrated for having done something great journalistically. Going to the lines. Gene of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling us from my day, Gene.
A lot of good news and then some not so good news. so we can only build on the good news. Hey, you know, giving that information to Tucker Carlson, you know, really and truly, these guys really need to be investigated, you know, in aiding and abetting attack on our capital, the seditious conspiracy. In addition to that, what about terrorism? Every time we have to see this kind of crap, it causes alarm, it causes nightmares. You know, the way that Fox has lied and pulled their people in and haven't even, you know, talked about their legal situation with all of the emails they had when they were involved and knew that Trump was lying, you know, about the elections. And in addition to this, we've made a lot of headlines, Trump ally with ties to fake elector scheme advances in Wisconsin. There's a lot of that. People should, you know, go to YouTube and see some of those things. And they go into the background of Kelly. And it's amazing all the stuff they got on that guy that half of the people in the state of Wisconsin don't know. Anyway, thank you very much, Matt. And I'm really excited about Janet Protasiewicz. That is exciting. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Jeannie. And actually, let me get back to the victory of Janet Protasiewicz in that election. Remember, she got 46% of the vote, and she got a few more votes than Doro and Kelly combined. And then if you add on it, Mitchell's votes, she had quite a haul. But here's the critical thing, and this is interrelated to the 8th Senate District. If this Knodel wins the 8th Senate District outside of Milwaukee, the Senate has a two-thirds majority, and they can impeach. And if they put in articles of impeachment against the governor, Evers, against the attorney general, Call, against anybody in the cabinet, and this is not subject to veto by Evers, they can impeach him and remove him from office. That would be such a naked power play by a gerrymandered legislature. The Supreme Court could overturn it. But if Kelly is on the Supreme Court, they won't overturn it. And they can simply get rid of the last election that Evers won by impeachment. If Janet Protasiewicz is on that court, guess what? They won't try it. And if they did try it, that would be stopped in an instant. So right now it's a gerrymandered Senate district. The 8th Senate district is gerrymandered. I think that Jody Habersinickan can win, but what if she doesn't? What if Knodel wins? You've got to have Janet Protasiewicz on the Supreme Court. If you have Kelly, I'm going to tell you this. It's like saying, it doesn't matter if there's a gubernatorial election. Fascism creeps in on little cat's feet. They will have succeeded. They will have succeeded in overcoming democracy through impeachment and gerrymandering. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win two value baskets and two concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
I'm a wife and the mother of two kids. And when I get to work in the precinct house and put on my uniform, I can tell you, as a police officer, we're building partnerships. This should be happening everywhere. So the police should be reaching out to this community. And this community should reach out to the police. That's the way to make this a safer place.
Start the conversation and help stop crime. To learn the five things you can do, go to ncpc.org/preventviolentcrime. A message from the National Crime Prevention Council and the Bureau of Justice Assistance.
I'm Kirsten from Pentatonix. We've all learned how to cope with more time alone. With more time spent isolated or at home, the need for companionship has grown. If you've considered adding a pet to your family, please check with your local shelters and foster organizations. Stray pet numbers have grown immensely over the past several years, and the trauma caused to these animals is devastating. Adopt pets, they need us more than we know. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
We may be thousands of miles apart, but we can still connect. And when we do, we make things better. At Child Fund, we connect children all around the world with what they need to grow up healthy, educated, and safe. Together, we co-create connections that help millions of children who live in poverty worldwide, and their families, and their communities, and you. Join us. Together, we can make the world a better place. Two small worlds at a time. Visit childfund.org to learn more.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover. Choice for News Talk Radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Back to Metflin Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I'm going right to the lines. Do not hang up. I'm going to take you in order. Joe of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Joe?
We're drawing attention to the situation of Fox News / Tucker Carlson receiving this 41,000 hours of footage from the January 6th situation. I think it can't be said enough, two points, and you've really touched on them both, but I'll say it again. Number one is how fascistic it is that one news organization gets access to footage that was, it belongs to the American public. It belongs to the American public, and one news organization, so-called news organization, is getting access to it. This is so wrong on so many fronts. But I would return to the question of security, and people have raised this, and boy, I was thinking about this. We have no idea if they're going to be releasing information about surveillance cameras, offices. This could be, as Jamie Raskin said, this could be, he could put out, Tucker Carlson and his people could put out a roadmap on how to do the insurrection without any bother the next time they do the insurrection. That is what the access to this footage allows them. And the group that's going to be suffering from this the most, certainly the legislators, but the group that's going to be suffering the most are the Capitol Police, who went through hell on January 6th. So here we are putting them at risk again for no reason at all, simply to satisfy for political maneuvers. I mean, if I were a Capitol Police officer, I would be furious about not knowing who's getting access to this. It's security. You know what it is like, Matt. It's very, very important that details are not released about this. Anyway, I'd be interested in hearing your thoughts on this some more. I know you spoke of it in the previous segment, but to me, the security issue and then offering a roadmap for the next January 6th type insurrection, I find just heinous and very, very upsetting. And it seems as though we just haven't had the proper response to it of outrage and fear about what this might portend. Thanks a lot, Matt.
Thank you, Joe. That's well said, as always. And let me build on that before we go to the next caller. I not only share your concern, but this is not just the next insurrection. Russian TV gets Tucker Carlson stuff. He is frequently, for a while, every day, his broadcasts were on Russian state TV. ISIS watches this. Other people watch this. When you give somebody like that, that should be classified. I mean, it really should be classified. And it's the equivalent of, and there's a lot of stuff that's classified that isn't even as important as this. When you give Tucker Carlson, who is a proven liar, I mean, this is the guy, there are background tweets and background texts where he's making jokes and about how absurd it is and insane it is, and then goes on the air and says that the Dominion machines are no good. That got broadcast on Russian state TV. Whatever he does with this will be broadcast, but more importantly, there are no restrictions on what he can do with this. What if he simply uploads this and send it to a, quote, fellow journalist, end quote, in Russia, not to Putin, but a, quote, fellow journalist, end quote, and a Putin supporter? Very quickly, you are going to have people in the Kremlin and, quite frankly, terrorists taking a look at this and deciding where the vulnerable points are, where which offices are, what's lightly guarded, what isn't guarded. It is a significant security breach. It is treason. Kevin McCarthy committed treason. Thank you very much for calling, Joe. two more callers. We're going to squeeze you both in. First of all, Stephanie from Madison, my friend. Thank you for calling. What's on your mind today, Stephanie? Stephanie from Madison. Okay, when we can get back to Stephanie, we'll go to Wisco Paul till we hear from Stephanie. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling.
Yes, we have Stephanie.
Stephanie, thank you. What's on your mind today, Stephanie?
I wanted to mention that I read, I believe it was in the Daily Beast, that the judge gave this Emily, whatever her name was, they had limited permission to speak to the press or to whomever they could speak publicly, but they were not supposed to talk about specifically about the deliberations. So I was, and the things that you mentioned, her saying, were quoted in this article, that she was just kind of being all chit-chatty. And I'm wondering if you can address that issue, Matt. By the way, I really enjoy you as a host. I enjoy your analysis and your comments and your knowledge and your long involvement in the community and in politics.
Thank you very much, Stephanie. Yeah, and I hope the judge does and do it, because I'll tell you what, she was saying that she thought Giuliani and Lindsey Graham were telling the truth. She's not supposed to say that. Thank you for calling. We have two more callers, and I got to squeeze you in 2 minutes, so make it quick. Wisco Paul, my friend, you're next. Thanks for calling. What's your mind, Wisco Paul?
Thanks for taking my call, Matt. Yeah, I am also addicted to your show. Thank you, Joe. It never ends with the mega crowd. It just never ends. It's one thing right after the other. And this impeachment powers of the GOP that just elevated the Supreme Court race to probably one of the most crucial one in my lifetime, and I'll just end with that. Thanks for the information today, by the way.
Thank you, Paul. And Janet Protasewicz, Jake of Eureka, California, my friend. You're the last caller. What's your mind, Jake?
Yeah, I'd just like to hear if there's an update on Barry Loudermilk, the Republican congressman from Georgia who got caught leading reconnaissance tours of traitors and rioters forced January 6th. We all saw him on tape, leading those rioters and showing them where the secret offices were. So when is Barry Loudermilk going to go on trial for treason?
Yeah, I think that's right. But the thing is, and you made the point, everybody else, Joe made the point, now there's 40-some-odd thousand hours of footage that's going to be reviewed, not just by Fox News, who do not have security clearances, but presumably in the Kremlin and anywhere else. And why are we giving this roadmap to how to get around our Capitol? We have senators, we have congressmen, we have staff, we have police, and the police are frankly under-supported. They're under-supported. You can't have a cop. They have cameras looking at the congressional leaders' homes, and Nancy Pelosi's husband's attacked by a hammer. A guy beats it in. Nobody's even looking at they don't have enough people to look at all the cameras even, much less walk the halls. Why are we giving this information out? And Jamie Raskin and Hakeem Jeffries are correct. This is a security breach, and it is treason. Thanks a lot for calling in, Jake. Coming to the end of the show. Great show. Great callers, as always. Matt Flynn, Director. We'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. I'm signing off for today.
Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Cynthia and Ed.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, out of the blue, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. And she didn't know whether she should go forward or turn or just stay at the stop sign. She wasn't even really sure where she was at. She was very concerned. It was very unsettling for her.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it, to bring the family in on it. I felt so much better after my son told me, "Mom, I don't want you to worry or be afraid. I'll be there for you, and we'll figure it out."
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.